Today is Wednesday, July 31st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Mutt Day, as in a dog of unknown parentage. Not unknown parentage, but like unpure parentage? I'm not sure. It's also National Raspberry Cake Day and National Avocado Day. I had to buy avocados for this, for a salad for throwing down that Joe and I were making. And none of the avocados at the store were ripe at all. They were rock hard. And I couldn't find a brown paper bag at home, because I know you can put them in a brown paper bag and that will speed up the ripening process. I bought them yesterday, but I had to make the salad today. Well, I thought I had to make the salad today because we were going to be recording today. And the avocados were not ripe. So I had to do it without the avocados. And it is what it is. I know what avocados taste like, so I have to just imagine what the recipe would have tasted like with avocado on it. And so, yeah, we finished talking about the weekend, I'm pretty sure. Or I guess we didn't, because yesterday was Monday, and I recorded it before the weekend was finished. But we didn't really do anything much. So the weekends go by so fast. I wish I had a 3-day weekend. I mean, I realized those would go fast as well. And, you know, then I would say, man, if I only had a 4-day weekend, it would just, it's not going to solve the problem. However, 3 days would just be nicer, because then you could have a day where both sides of that day are buffered by still having a day off. Like Saturday. Let's say we had Fridays off and we worked Monday through Thursday. Friday's that first day after work. Saturday is that day in the middle where you've had a day off before, so you're fully relaxed. You have another day off the next day so you can do chores and get ready for your week. And that Saturday just becomes a do whatever you want day. Plus, 3-day weekends, it's easier to go on trips and things of that nature. So I'm sure some of you out there already have 3-day weekends, but it is what it is. Feliz Navidad, etc. We say that around here. I don't know why. It's something Mark started saying. Every time I say it is what it is, Mark says Feliz Navidad. I don't know why. There is no rhyme or reason to this. So we also, so let's see, what did we do? Saturday, we played Pokemon. We went to dinner. Sunday. Well, we watched a movie on Saturday. It was really good, actually. I really enjoyed, if you like Deadpool, if you like the Deadpool movies that have come out so far, this has probably been my favorite Deadpool movie. And it brings in characters. We'll just say that. It brings in some characters. So if you're a Marvel aficionado, if you're a, you know, comic book aficionado, I think you'll enjoy it. It was good. We had dinner on Saturday night at this Black Bear Diner or something like that. And I didn't realize it was a chain, but it is. It was fine. I had a burger, nothing really to write home about. Sunday, I did not go to church. I just relaxed, but we did have lunch with my parents. So we went over to, I edited the mix. I did Geeky Gay. I recorded Geeky Gay in the morning. And then we went to my parents. Then we had lunch. We had pork chops and mashed potatoes. My mom has started using instant mashed potatoes, which she used to make really good from scratch mashed potatoes. And now that she's in her middle 70s, she has decided that instant mashed potatoes, they were all right. They weren't bad, but I don't know. I'm not a fan of instant mashed potatoes. If you had to use them for like to thicken a soup, or something like that. But if you're making mashed potatoes, I feel like you should cook the potatoes and mash them. But maybe I'm wrong. Why am I judging? They tasted okay. But her normal ones are much better, where she actually cooks potatoes and etc. But the pork was good. It was my stepdad grilled it on the grill. We had some Parker House rolls, which I love. I'm a big bread man. Had a salad. And she made a cherry pie as well, because my stepdad likes cherries. So it was good. No drama there. We had a nice chat. We had a nice lunch. Came home, mowed the lawn. Mark had to work. And we had Taco Bell for dinner. And that was it. Nothing else to report on Sunday. We do have another voicemail. So I will go ahead and play that now. Maybe. Oh, no, we don't. Lies. I guess the only voicemail we had. So that was also supposedly from Auntie Scott, but maybe it was a butt dial. It was a 0 second call. So I will just go ahead and delete that. We do not have another call. So we will see. I was all prepared to do contact for the last part of the show. And I should have checked that to see if it actually had content. So I'm trying to decide. This is, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You guys know me. I shouldn't be ashamed of being who I am, of being the person that I am. But I have a little bit of itch to buy something, some sort of technology. Generally, when I want to buy something, it's some sort of technology that I want to buy. And I haven't bought anything in a while. It's been a while since I've bought anything other than just like groceries and things that we need around the house. Nothing just for fun. No toys, we'll say. And so I'm trying to decide like what toy is in my future. If anyone has any recommendations, please let me know. But I was thinking, well, I could do something around my podcasting and streaming setup. There are various pieces of equipment that I could use along with my video switcher. And also, there is that hum that I was talking about that Auntie Scott was complaining about that I spent 4 hours talking about on an episode. But there are various things that I could try to attempt to remove that hum. Also, currently my desk in here, it's not really technology, but my desk in here, because really, I really make do with, I do buy expensive technology from time to time, but when it comes to my studio setup, a lot of my furniture is things that I bought at Walmart or other really cheap things. And so my current desk that I use is I bought a big, long 73-inch, I think it's 73 inches. I don't know why I know the inches, but anyway, what would that be? 6 feet something? Butcher block that I bought, and I have 4 different really cheap MDF computer, tiny little computer standing desk, not standing desk, but computer desk that I bought years ago to configure in different ways to set up my studio somewhere else that I lived in. So, but they don't have one continuous top. And I wanted one continuous desktop for the setup here in our house. And so I bought this butcher block and I just put the four computer desks next to each other and put the butcher block on top of it. And it's kind of wobbly. It looks okay. Like you wouldn't really know that it was weird if you were just looking at it, but it's wobbly, it's cheap MDF furniture, et cetera, et cetera. So I've been thinking about looking into a larger standing desk that will go up and down. Even a frame that I could still use this butcher block. Maybe I could stain it with like a black stain or something to make it more pretty. But then I could put it on top of a standing desk frame. So I don't know. I'm looking for things. I never did buy new cameras. I really wanted to buy Blackmagic cameras, but I never did it because, again, you know, people would think that I just willy-nilly go out and buy stuff, but I don't. I spend a lot of time thinking about, and sometimes I think, oh, I'm going to buy this camera, and then I just don't buy it because I think, well, I'm not going to spend that money. I'm going to be responsible, and I'm not going to spend that money. But man, I have an itch to buy something. I don't know. So I've been doing that. We've got to start planning our Greece cruise. We should have started this weekend, but we just, for whatever reason, we didn't do it. We were watching the Olympics, watching a movie, seeing, you know, market, like I said, all those things that we did. It's not that it was busy, but we just had enough things to fill it up that we didn't get to researching the Greece cruise. But we need to start planning that as well, because excursions are probably already booked, which means we're probably going to run into the same situation we ran into with Norway, where we were trying to book our excursions ourselves, and then we had timing issues where the ship arrived later than it was supposed to, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know, but we need to start planning that. So soon, I'll probably have updates on plans for Greece as well. Fingers crossed. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.